Josh any chance Kyle practices today?
Nope. He's not going to practice today.
Does he have any chance of playing on Sunday?
Huh?
Does he have any chance of playing on Sunday?
Absolutely. He's going to be questionable. We're going to continue to work with him and rehab him, but we're not going to put him out there at practice today. Continue working with him, and hopefully we'll be ready to go on Sunday.
We talked a lot in the last week about Sims coming in cold without practicing at all. Is it a different situation with Oregon because he has practiced with the first team for so long, or is it still a tough situation if he hasn't?
I don't think it's an ideal situation for any player who hasn't practiced, but I think the fact that he's taken all the reps for so many weeks now in a row, or most of them, is obviously a benefit in this situation. So we're gonna monitor it and see how it goes and see how he's doing on Sunday early in the day, and then make our declaration at that point.
This is a situation where treatment and rehab are more important.
Yeah. Yep. I think that's an easy way to say it. Yep.
Can you talk a little bit about that balance between the guy who's healthy and getting the reps, but he's a backup, and the guy who's not healthy, not getting the reps, and is the starter? How, in the end, do you weigh those two?
Well, I mean, if you're talking about in terms of deciding how to play the game, I think if Kyle is completely able to do what we're going to ask him to do in the game plan, and can do it at a level that allows us to be successful, then we could give him an opportunity to play in the game. If we feel like there's too many things we're going to have to make allowances for, and yet Chris had all the reps and, did a lot of good things during the course of the week in practice, ultimately it comes down to what we think is going to give ourselves the best opportunity to play the game the way we have to play it to win. And if Kyle's capable of doing that, then a decision obviously needs to be made at that point. If he's not capable of playing at that level or doing some of the things that we need him to be able to do, then you go with the guy who practiced, and you deal with the situation at that point, whether he's the number two or inactive. So we'll see at that point.
Do you work him out before? I mean, I'm guessing you're going to work Kyle out before the 90-minute period on Sunday.
Yeah. We'll have him go out there and do some things, obviously, and test it out and see how we feel. But we'll do that at that point.
How has Chris looked so far?
He's had a good week of practice, and he had a good, really good day yesterday, and needs to have another good day today. It's an important day. Red area is always, a little bit different, because if you haven't had those kind of reps on a regular basis, everything's tighter, the windows are smaller, the timing is more critical. So, again, today will be an important day for him in terms of being in tune with what we're doing in the passing game when we get down there, two-minute operation, those kind of things. So we've got to finish the week up well, but he has had two good days of practice.
I know you've been asked this before, but the left-right dynamic, does it play into it at all?
If we were going to move the quarterback out of the pocket or roll him out or something like that, then obviously we'd probably roll him left and Kyle right, but I think everybody in football probably knows that, so I'm not unveiling any big secret. But other than that, nothing really. I mean, we designed the game plan the way we need to play them, not concerning ourselves with, was it this or is it this? I mean, we've got two quarterbacks we feel comfortable with, and they can do the job that we need them to do, and it's just a matter of going out there and playing well.
The questions have been about the quarterbacks, but Bobby Turner looked kind of lonely yesterday. Any concerns?
Buck Alder will be out there today. Yeah.
Josh, every player in that locker room knows what Chris has been through in his career, and
yep.
This season hasn't had a whole lot of reps and that kind of thing. If he has to play, given how NFL players are wired, would you look for them to quote-unquote rally around him?
I think it's hard not to have a great deal of respect and appreciation for what he's been able to overcome individually in his career now. And I think that – I don't know that he would need that rallying atmosphere. I think he's got a great deal of enthusiasm and energy, and I think that genuinely the players accept him for his role, and if he's playing, they're not gonna do anything less than they would normally do. If it sparks them a little bit here or there, then maybe you get a little bit of that residual with it. But I think we have a lot of confidence in him. I know the coaching staff does. I know the players have practiced that way this week. His attitude's been great, whether he's been the backup quarterback with no reps or the guy in the huddle the last 2 days with all the reps. So we expect him to play well if he's playing, and I think our team feels the same way about him, and we'll embrace that situation if that's what we're doing.
Speaking of your quarterbacks, Baltimore and Washington, it seemed to me that the
crowd was just like very loud. It seems like it's like on top of the field. I don't know the way their stadiums are configured, but just it was so loud it seemed like it did have an impact or an effect on the game, especially the pass protection in the second half.
Yep.
You guys, can you get that in Invesco? Because it seems like it's bigger.
I think we've definitely had that. This is one of the loudest places that I've ever been, this stadium. And I think we've yet to play a division game yet this year. So I think everybody in our building is looking forward to the atmosphere that we're probably going to have on Sunday. And our fans have never disappointed us this year. And I think it'll be exciting for us to have that advantage in a division game like San Diego, had on the Monday Nighter a few weeks ago. So I think every division game is huge, and in the fact that this is our first home division game this season, we look forward to an atmosphere that's awesome, and we'll hope that we can provide the energy and electricity with the way that we play.
You kind of tried to dampen the expectations, saying this isn't the end all of the season, so on and so forth. What do you sense is the team's thinking right now? I mean, in terms of what you've kind of seen out there. And coming out the three losses, what's the mood that you sense from them right now?
I see a great attitude and a great resolve from our team to try to go out there and have a great week of work. I mean, again, you've got to be able to handle wins and losses in a long season, with consistency. And you can't get too high when you're winning and too low when you've lost. And I mean, we win this game, that doesn't do anything for us. I've said that 100 times this year, and we've got more things to do. We have to play well in December and after Thanksgiving and all the rest of it. And it's the same thing if you have a game or two that you lose during the course of the season. You've got to continue to push forward, and sometimes you feel differently because you're coming off of a loss, but you have to be consistent with your attitude and your approach, and I think our team has great energy and enthusiasm for this game. The fact that we're playing a division game, the fact that we're home, all of those things I think play into it, and we're looking forward to getting to the stadium on Sunday, I can tell you that. I mean, the response from the players and the team has been great, and it has been all year. We've gone through some stretches, whether it be the preseason or now, that weren't always rosy, and now we've got to battle out and play a good, solid football game and win. And when you win, I think it makes a lot of things better.
when Rivers came out in the draft,
yep.
People said that the delivery's funny, he's going to have a hard time. Why do you think he's been successful?
I think that when you look at quarterbacks that come out of college football, one of the things you have to look at is how much do you feel like you have to change with their mechanics? And I think it's one of the things that is the most difficult probably in our sport to do and then have success with. So you've got to make a determination about, how much time are we going to spend trying to change the way this guy's thrown all his life and then let him be the football player that he obviously is. I didn't really study him extensively when he came out, but I've watched him a ton since I've been in the league and since he's been in the league. And to me, there's a lot of different ways to throw a football, and you never see him, he's one of the best deep ball throwers in all of football. There's no doubt about it. He's accurate. He's got a great arm. And the fact that his throwing motion may be different than Kyle Orton's or somebody else's, I think when you look at the results that he has, Chad Pennington was always one of the guys that I saw the most of in the AFC East. Doesn't have the same throwing motion as most quarterbacks, maybe not the same velocity, but you couldn't intercept him, you couldn't get to the ball, it was just anticipation. There's always those little things that a quarterback can do to aid himself, and this guy's got all the physical ability in the world. I mean, he's got a great arm and all the rest of it. So he's smart, he's talented, and I think that his motion is certainly not a hindrance at all. And it's not that different. It's not that different to most people's. But you gotta take all that into consideration and say, is this guy capable of getting the job done? And obviously, he is.
Anything in particular you're doing this week in terms of your defense against the run?
Nope. the biggest thing, we never did anything fancy the first 6 weeks, you know, and what we have to do is we have to play good team defense, you know. The running game in general, in terms of playing run defense, is not about one guy making a play. It's about 11 guys doing their jobs and carrying their assignment out and playing their gap or playing their man or two-gapping or whatever it may be, and then hoping that you can spill the ball to the free guy and making a tackle. And the last 3 weeks, we've missed some assignments. We've made some mistakes. We've had some situations where we started to try to go ahead and make something happen, and all that does is exacerbate the problem. It doesn't help it. It doesn't solve it. It makes bigger holes, you know. And so we focused on it extensively the last 2 days, and we've got to play good team defense. We're capable of doing it. We know that, and we've got to do it, you know, for 60 minutes during the course of the game against a good football team. And if we do that, we'll get back to playing the way we want to play.